thank you for the freedom in this country. Look into your word.
我们谢谢你给我们这个自由，可以来看你的话。
May we not be complacent because of this freedom?
我们
May we not take your word for granted?
我们不是说这个就是轻易的来学习这个话。
We live in difficult and evil times.
我们生活在一个困难的一个很邪恶的一个时代里面。
May your word, the sword of the spirit, be our guide.
我们也期望你这个话通过那个圣灵来指导我们。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们是奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So we are well into 2019.
那么我们现在到了一个2019年。
January is almost over.
一月份也快过去了。
Now what?
那现在怎么样呢？
We hear people say, what's the big deal?
我们看这是有什么重要性呢？
It's just another year.
就是另外一年了。
It's more of the same.
差不多是一样的嘛。
Are you sure it's more of the same?
你们真的认为是一样的吗？
Are you sure you want it to be more the same?
你是不是认为你真的想让这一年都跟过去的一年一样吗？
We also hear people saying another year older, another year wiser.
我们常常说过了一年我们更聪明了。
Are you sure getting wiser?
你认为你变得更聪明了吗？
Wiser in what?
在哪方面更聪明了呢？
Earthly wisdom?
是不是属世的智慧呢？
What does God say about earthly wisdom?
我们的神是怎么说这些属世的智慧的呢？
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness before God.
我们这些属世智慧在神的面前都是愚拙的。
Paul also prayed for the Ephesians to have more spiritual wisdom.
我们的保罗在以弗所书也为我们祈祷更多的属灵的智慧。
So they may grow in the knowledge of God.
所以我们的门徒能够在神的知识方面能够成长。
Without any hesitation, I can tell you, I would much rather have God's wisdom.
我肯定地告诉你，我更希望有这个属灵的智慧，属神的智慧。
Not that earthly wisdom is bad.
不是说属世的智慧是坏的。
The trouble with earthly wisdom, it tends to make people proud.
我们属世的智慧也会使人的感到自豪。
Because they see themselves as wise.
因为他们感到他们是有智慧的人
rather than the wisdom of God revealed through his word.
但是我们希望神能够神的智慧在他的话里面开启我们。
With the new year, I hear of people making new year resolutions.
我们也看到有的人在他的新年里下定了一个决心。
Over Christmas, if they've eaten too much, they want to shed a few more kilos.
在圣诞期间他们吃了很多，他们希望在新年里面能够减轻一点分量。
They go to the gym.
他们去了一个体育锻炼。
And then radio programs offering what they call detox program.
在电台的节目当中他们也提供了一个什么去毒的一个节目。
To clean your internals.
在就是把你的身体里面清除一下。
Unfortunately for most people, they can't stick to this commitment.
但是很多的人就弄了一回就坚持不下去了。
This morning, instead of making resolutions, I will present to you four new challenges.
在今天早上的话，我会给你四个重的挑战。
I'm sure you've heard of the term called comfort zone.
我们也听到你们一个话，就是说我们的安全的一个很舒适的一个领域。
We like it because it's easy.
我们喜欢这个东西，因为在这个里面就是我们就很轻松。
What I'm about to say may make you feel uncomfortable.
但是我如果说我一定要把你弄到一个不舒服的一个地方呢？
If it does, I'm glad.
如果这个挑战能够达到这个目的，我很高兴。
Not because I get enjoyment out of being making you uncomfortable.
不是说我很开心把你弄到一个不舒服的地步。
Thank you. I say these things to get you out of your comfort zone.
我们说这些东西是要把你带出你这个舒服的那个地方。
If like to spur you on.
把你推到一个新的地方。
What do I mean by that?
我是什么意思呢？
It's for you to make a conscious decision to make a commitment to address part or parts of your spiritual life.
就是我们希望你们能够一个做出一个很明确的一个决定，要来的一个属灵的生活当中有一个奉献。
What is the purpose of this?
这是一个什么目的呢？
So that we bring our relationship with Jesus to be much closer.
就是我们在基督里面的关系我们更近。
To put it in another way.
另外一种说法。
To realign our thought process.
就是我们把我们的整个的一个计划。
What governs our habits.
我们的一个习惯。
How we spend our time.
我们怎么样花我们的时间。
So that we think what God likes us to think and we do what God likes us to do.
我们就是思神所思，想神所想，做神所做的事情。
At this point, I'll share a couple of quotes with you.
我们在这里分享一些话语。
They worship their work, they work at their play, and they play at their worship.
他们崇拜自己的工作，把玩乐当作工作。把崇拜当作玩乐。
Unfortunately, this is the description of many Christians.
很不幸的是，我们就是很多的基督徒这样的一个面临的一个现实。
Many people worship their work.
很多人就是崇拜他们自己的工作。
I must confess, at some stage in my life, I did.
我也承认我在某些的时候，我就是这样做的。
Nothing wrong with work itself is when it consumes the life that becomes a problem.
就是说我们的工作是勤奋工作当然是没有问题。
If you're not working, you can use that as something that really you spend so much time of the day doing every day.
虽然说你没有工作，但是你肯定是有一些事情你花很多的时间。
It can be things like sports, video games, whatever that really takes up your whole day.
有一些就是体育运动啊什么的。
Working in our play is to put effort into something that we enjoy.
就是说我们用很多的努力去花很多的精力去弄一些我们喜欢的事情。
We devote time, we devote energy, and even money. We like it because it gives us pleasure.
我们会花很多的时间，我们花很多精力，甚至我们的钱财，因为这些事情我们很开心。
Playing like with our worship is something like coming to church on a Sunday, but for the rest of the 6 days, it's something very different.
我们在星期天到教会来，但是余下的六天完全是不一样。
Our thought process,
我们的思想
，our lifestyle,
我们的生活方式
，the way that we interact with the others.
我们跟其他的人互动的方式
is so worldly that people can't see that we represent Christ.
我们都是非常属实，我们不能让别人看到我们是一个基督徒。
To play with our worship is when God is a very small part of our life.
在神这方面实际上是我们很小的一个部分在我们生活当中。
Something that we know is good, but it is not the center, not the core of our life.
我们知道这些是好的，但是这个不是我们生活的一个核心。
With this is always an issue of the heart.
这个常常是一个在心里面的一个问题。
And this issue of the heart can be addressed by asking one overarching question.
这个问题我们就是化回一个问题来问。
Do you want to take God seriously?
你是不是把神当作一个很认真重要的事情呢？
Do you want to take God seriously?
你是不是把神的事情当作一个重要的事情？
This is the focus of this morning's talk.
这今天就是我们的焦点的问题。
I hope your answer is yes.
我们希望你的回答是是的。
If it is yes, how do you go about doing it? If it is yes, how do you do it?
如果这个答案是是的话，那你是怎么行动呢？
To get serious, you need to draw close to Jesus.
你要把神的事情当作重要的事情，你要跟基督的关系更近。
We are the ones who drift away.
我们是一些会离开的这些人。
Jesus is always in the same spot.
神一直在那里。
at the throne of heaven and foot and the earth is his footstool.
他的冠冕他就是在那里。
If your answer is no,
如果你的回答是不的话，
you really need to sit down with a brother or sister to explain why your answer is no.
你真的需要跟一个弟兄或者姐妹坐在一起来解释为什么你的答案是不呢？
At this point, a caution is appropriate. Warning.
在这个时候有一个提醒了，需要一个提醒了。
God does not like us to be lukewarm.
神不希望我们就是说有一点点的温的温吞水的样子。
Or being a carnal Christian. A Christian by flesh. Living in the flesh.
也不是说一个凭着肉体生活的一个基督徒。
Meaning Christian by name only, but have no desire to walk closely with Jesus.
只是说徒有其名的一个基督徒，但是没有一个饥渴慕义的心智。
I come to the first challenge.
我们现在开始有第一个挑战。
As Christians, we should be spending daily devotion with the Word of God.
一个
spending time with the Word of God, with His Word.
我们一个基督徒，他花了一个整天的时间来学习神的话语。
I'll share some specific suggestions.
我们给你们一些建议。
They are suggestions.
这些只是建议。
How each person does it depends on how they spend the time.
你们怎么做是在乎你们怎么花的这个时间。
The end result is the same.
在这最终的结果都是一样。
To draw close to Jesus.
就是跟神的关系更近。
If you're not starting your day with the Word of God, I suggest you start with 5 minutes.
如果你花时间在神的话上面，我建议你花5分钟的时间。
5 minutes to read the Word of God and pray.
5分钟的时间读神的话，还有就是祷告。
If you're doing this, wonderful.
如果你做这个很好。
When you're starting something new, you often ask, well, where do we start?
你在学习新的东西的时候，你会说你从什么地方开始呢？
For those who remember, back in the 1960s, there was a very famous musical called The Sound of Music.
在60年代的时候，有一个很流行的一个剧叫《音乐之声》。
Julie Andrews was trying to teach children how to sing.
就是里面的女主角就是教孩子们怎么样去唱歌。
The children was asking her, where do we start?
孩子们就问我们从哪里开始呢？
She said, we start with Do Re Mi.
她说我们开始就是 Do Re Mi 开始。
I don't even know Do Re Mi. If you are not starting your day with devotion time, your Do Re Mi is your 5 minutes.
如果你刚开始灵修的话，每天你的开始的地方就是这个五分钟的 Do Re Mi.
Why is the Word of God so important in a believer's life?
为什么神的话在一个相信的人当中是这么重要呢？
I came across a couple of quotes. I'll share them with you.
我们来看一看。
The Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible, and the Word of God is not to increase in knowledge. It is written to change your life.
圣经让人远离罪，罪也会让人远离圣经。神的话不是要加添我们的知识，乃是要改变我们的生命。
God's word is powerful.
神的话是很有力量的。
It convicts.
是坚定。
It humbles.
也是我们谦卑。
It cuts through bone and marrow.
它能够解开骨和骨髓。
D.L. Moody was an evangelist of the 19th century.
穆迪弟兄是19世纪的一个归正运动的一个弟兄。
He founded a place called the D.L. Bible Institute, which still exists today.
他创立了一个叫圣经学院的地方。
They are wise words.
他们有一些很好的智慧的话语。
But still the words of a man.
但是这个话还是人的话。
Let's go to God's word.
我们来看看神的话。
It says in Deuteronomy and Joshua, it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, by carefully observing all the words of this law and these statutes. And from Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night.
存在他那那个生命记的十七章，存在他那里，要平生诵读，好学习敬畏耶和华他的神，谨守遵行这律法书上的一切言语和这些律例。还有就是约书亚书里面说，这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所说的一切话。
One translation of Deuteronomy says to read it daily.
为什么生命记说我们要每一天呢？
Having taken over from Moses, God was reminding Joshua.
神提醒那个约书亚
to tell the people to remember his commandments.
提醒百姓要记得他的诫命。
Not just to remember, but to meditate on it.
不是单单是记住，而是要说思想。
Not to just to meditate day and night, but to obey it.
不单单要昼夜思想，而且要顺服。
We go back to the verses that were first read.
我们再回过去。
These two verses tell us the function of the word.
这些话是提醒我们的神的话的一些作用。
To teach
是教导。
To correct.
渎职
to reprove or rebuke,
使人归正，教导人学义
and for training in righteousness,
在学义都是有益的。
In His love for us, God has given us freedom.
在这个世界上，神给我们自由
either to obey His commandments or not to obey,
来服从他的命令，或者是不服从他的命令。
We cannot blame anyone if we choose to disobey God's word.
我们也不会责备每一个人，因为他顺服神的话。
To reprove is to correct our wrong way of thinking and doing things.
这个就是归正，就是说我们来纠正这个人做的不好的事情，不正当的事情。
You need to remember our natural way is always against God's ways.
因为我们记得我们的老我是总是违背神的教训的。
To rebuke means God's sharp disapproval.
使人学义就是说我们神把这个
sharp disapproval.
就是把教属人的人得以完全可以行事。
When God says no, it is no.
如果神说不，就是不。
When God says it's wrong, it is wrong.
如果神说这是错的，那就是错的。
Training means work.
训练就是一个工作。
Hard work requiring diligence and dedication.
这个勤劳的工作要你这个勤奋，还要有一个投入。
2 Timothy talks about the character of a soldier of Christ.
提摩太后书是讲一个神的一个士兵。
Paul uses the example of an athlete and a farmer.
保罗用了一个运动员的例子，还有一些农夫的例子。
For an athlete, how do you win without training?
你运在做运动的人，你怎么可能胜利？没有，如果没有一个训练，你怎么可能赢的呢
？For a farmer, how do you harvest without planting?
For 一个为了一个农夫的话，你也不可能说你没有耕耘，怎么会得到收获呢
？Our spiritual life is the same.
我们的属灵生活也是一样的。
Without training, without dedication and diligence, we will not grow.
我们没有一个训练，没有一个投入的话，我们也不会成长。
To start a life of devotion into His Word, we got to come humbly before the Lord.
我们需要在神面前谦卑自己。
And really say, Lord, I want to draw close to you.
我们来说，我们愿意和神亲近。
Lord, I want to hear Your voice.
我们愿意听到你的声音。
Lord, I want to be more and more like you as each day passes.
我们也愿意来越每一天越来越像你。
Transfer this desire to a commitment.
我们把这个渴慕转到一个奉献的一个心智上面。
When God sees our true desire, and when we study His Word, He will reveal His truth to us.
神看到我们这个饥渴慕义，他就会显示他自己在我们心里面。
God's Word is full of treasure.
神的话里面都是宝贝。
When Brother Peter Liu visited this last year, he said this to us.
刘志雄弟兄去年对我们说
，God's Word is so rich.
神的话是多么丰富。
Please don't be mistaken. It's got nothing to do with money.
这个不是什么钱财上的事情。
Stick to this commitment of 5 minutes for 1 to 2 weeks.
我们如果每天坚持5分钟的话 ，for 在一两个星期当中
，First thing in the morning, instead of reaching for this verse.
我们不是用手机开始每一天，而是用圣经开始每一天。
It's part of our character building.
我们这个就是成长的一个过程。
Our devotion time would be incomplete without prayer.
灵修的时间我们以祷告来结束。
How can we make prayer a priority?
我们怎么样来
a priority to make it important?
我们怎么样每天来祷告？
Same, make it a habit.
我们把祷告变成一个习惯。
We set our time each day for a time of devotion.
我们每天把时间画出来的作为灵修的时间。
Don't set any limits in your prayer.
不要把那个祷告的时间划定在限制在某一个时间里面。
The enemy will tell you, "Don't worry about prayer; it's too small. Don't bother God with it."
这个仇敌会告诉你啊，你这个事情太小了，你又不用祷告了。
He will also tell you you are not worthy. God will not listen.
这个事情没什么意思的，神不会听的。
Satan is always a believer. A deceiver, I mean.
这个撒旦总是要欺骗的。
So don't believe him.
你们不要相信他。
At the same time, when we pray, we need to make sure that we appear, that we approach God with reverence.
我们在祷告的时候，我们要诚心正义的祷告。
It's important for us to check our motives.
我们来看一看我们的动机是什么。
Thirdly is to make our prayer first response and not last resort.
我们的这个祷告是说我们来求，而不是说这个结果就这样。
Before you call someone for help, pray.
在你要求别人帮助的之前，你先祷告。
Before you seek guidance, pray.
如果你要寻求一个领路的话，你去先祷告。
Before you worry, pray.
如果你忧愁的话，你先祷告。
When you do, you know who will lead you and sustain you. To lead you and sustain you.
你知道谁会带领你啊？支持你的话。
As you develop this devotional time,
当你这个建立这个灵修的时间，
you find this your daily lifeline.
你的每天的生活。
I'll share one of my favorite verses with you.
我们再来看几章。
But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all.Your works.
但我亲近神是与我有益，我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。
What does this verse tell us?
这个章节告诉我们什么呢？
The nearness, the closeness, the bonded relationship we have with Jesus.
就是和神亲近，和神的一个连接
becomes our daily refuge.
就是给我们每天有一个避难的地方。
To the point where truly Christ is our all in all.
到的一个地方就是说，那个基督就是我们的一切的一切。
Sounds too far-fetched to be true?
好像看上去很遥远，是吗？
Not at all, because I live to testify it.
不是，我是来啊、做见证。
When I pick up the Bible each morning, my soul smiles.
我每天早上拿起这个圣经的，我的灵就
笑了。Ask you one question.
我们来问一个问题。
Do you know Jesus Christ?
你知道耶稣基督吗？
Do you really know Jesus Christ?
你是不是真正的认识耶稣基督？
If you are a believer, you're going to meet him one day.
如果你是个相信的人，你肯定某一天会见到他。
Will you get to know him only then, or do you want to know him now?
想是知道在那个时候知道，还是你现在就想知道呢？
The person of Jesus Christ is from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation.
耶稣基督从那个创世纪到那个启示录。
The only way to know him is to read and meditate on his word.
来认识他就是说要看他的话，思想他的话。
An extension to reading and meditating word is to memorize his word.
我们来记住他的话。
Easy or difficult?
容易还是不容易呢？
It depends.
这个要看了。
It depends what you want to fill your mind with.
要看你怎么样来思考。
Finally, it will be negligent of me not to say this one now.
我还要最后强调一点。
The most challenging part of knowing, reading his word is to live it out.
就是知道他的话你要行出来。
And that's where the quote of D.L. Moody comes into action.
这就是穆迪弟兄讲的。
The word of God is not written to increase your knowledge. It is written to change your life.
神的话不是叫我们加添知识，而是叫我们改变生活。
At the end of last year, I asked one of my children.
去年我问了我的孩子们。
How did the word of God change our lives?In 2018,
我们的神的话是怎么改变我们的生活？在2018年是怎么改变我们的生活
？Brothers and sisters, I ask you one question.
弟兄姊妹们，问一个问题。
How will you let the word of God change your life in 2019?
那么你怎么样让神的话来改变你的生活的？在去年
，You can answer that in your quiet time with the Lord.
你可以在你自己。与神的亲近的时候，你自己来回答吧。
Second challenge，
第二个挑战。
My wife Ivy used when she was in Malaysia, she attended a gospel-centered school.
我的妻子在马来西亚的时候，她进了一个福音的学校。
Unfortunately, the government has closed all Christian schools down now.
但是很不幸的是，就是他们政府把这个基督徒的那个学校都关闭了。
She learned this from her school.
他看到的是这个，从那个学校里看到的。
A heart with Christ is a missionary. A heart without Christ is a mission field.
就是一个有基督的心，他是一个就是一个宣教士，但是一个心里面没有基督的，是一个被需要宣教的一个地方。
Just like every believer is a priest.
就是像每一个信徒就是一个牧师。
Every born again Christian is a missionary.
每一个基督徒他都是一个宣教士。
We tend to think of missionaries going far and wide to sow the gospel.
我们好像想象就是宣教士就是走很远的地方去传福音的。
That is true and necessary.
这真的是这样子。
Brothers and sisters, we are missionaries here in Sydney, Australia.
但是我们也是宣教士，我们是在悉尼的宣教士。
Sydney is a mission field filled with people without Christ.
我们很多还没有被传道的福音的一些。
They are spiritually lost.
他们在灵里面，他们是失落的。
Without Christ, they have no eternal hope.
在如果他们没有基督，他们就是没有什么希望。
Have you given any thought about what it means to be eternally separated from Christ?
你有没有一个思想？你想到这个与神隔绝是怎么回事吗
？That will happen when he returns one day.
这个在他回来的时候
，This verse tells us the consequences.
我们再来看圣经的结果。
And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment, so Christ also.Having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin to those who eagerly await him.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向他，要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
As Christians, judgment is behind us.
在我们是基督徒，所以审判不会临到我们。
It took place at the cross. At the cross.
在那个十字架上，神担当了我们的罪。
For non-believers, judgment is ahead.
在不信的人，他们的审判在会临到他们。
It is yet to come, and it is not a pretty picture.
这个不是一个很美丽的一个场景。
Do we carry a heart for the lost?
我们是不是担当一个没有相信的一个人？
Do we,
有没有负担
？Do we really understand the consequences of rejection of Christ?
我们是不是真的知道是被神弃绝是怎么回事
？Unless any person makes his or her peace with God, she will face the wrath of God.
就是我们面对神的话，我们会有一个平安。
Here comes challenge number two.
就是第二个挑战。
Pray about sharing the gospel of salvation with someone you know.
就是祷告为一些还没有相信的人祷告，不限于就是一个人。
Just like what I said about knowing the consequences of the loss, have you ever thought about how blessed is it to be saved?
你们也意识到，就是说，相对于永远的被永远的弃绝，我们是多么的幸运，就是。被神得着
，to be chosen before the foundations of the world，
被神拣选做一个世界的一个基础
，to have the hope of fellowship with Jesus，
我们有一个盼望，就是可以跟神交通
，not just for a while but into eternity，
不是单单是说得到永生
，and Peter had this to say，
我们看看彼得怎么说。
After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们忍受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
Our God is a God of hope.
我们的神是有希望的一个神
，Not despair，
不是没有希望。
Imagine being called to His eternal glory。
你们想象我们被神在永远的荣耀里面被呼召。
He offers us spiritual peace and joy。
他给了我们灵里面的平安和喜乐。
You will never find this in this world。
You
will never find this.
你。这种平安的喜乐，你不会在世界上被发现的。
Look at the verse. Suffering is part of our journey.
我们看到这个历史上面，我们可以看到这个苦难是我们的一个经历，必然的经历。
What is a suffering in a lifetime compared to eternity?
如果我们这一生当中的苦难跟那个永恒比
，Nothing，
不算什么。
An unsaved person simply does not have this hope.Does not have this hope.
我们如果一个人没有这种盼望的人
，their future is eternal separation from Christ.
他们的将来是永远的苦难。
The person that you pick, I make one suggestion, a member of the family.
我们可以建议你就是一个家庭的成员。
If not, a neighbor, a friend, or a workmate.
或者是一个邻居，或者是一个同事。
As we pray for this person, remember salvation is in the hands of God.
我们当为这些人祷告的时候，我们要知道，
得
救是在神的手里。
We are the channels to sow the seed.
我们是一个渠道，就是被他们得救，就是一个渠道。
There's a great opportunity coming up next month.
可能这个机会，下个月就有了。
The Graham Tour in February 23rd and 24th. The Graham Tour.
哦，在那个 Graham 在那个city 里面有23号、24号这一个传福音的一个聚会。
It is in English only, but don't let that be a barrier.
虽然这是一个英语的聚会，但是我们不要让它这个语言成为一个障碍。
Towards the end of last year, I made a trip to Malaysia.
在去年的话，我到了马来西亚去过一次。
We have two relatives who are both Buddhists.
我们有两个亲戚，他们是一个佛教徒。
One very devout.
有一个很虔诚的。
To the point where he has a nickname called, they call him the abbot.
他的绰号叫做什么？
Abbot means like a senior member of the temple.
他是一个像高的一个高僧。
Yeah.We pray that they would meet up with me on a one-to-one so that I can share the gospel with them.
我跟他面对面单独的传那个福音。
And when we arrived there, I asked each one of them, and they both said yes.
他们都说是好的。
That was an answer to pray.
但是他一个祷告的答应。
I used the event of my heart attack.To share with them the peace I had when I had surgery.
我跟他们讲分享的故事，就是我在心肌梗塞的时候动手术的时候，但是我心里的平安。
Sharing this with you is not to give credit to myself.
这个不是给我自己加分。
It's to encourage you that we have responsibility to share the gospel of salvation.
是我的责任来鼓励你们来分享这个福音。
To anyone,
跟每一个人，任何人。
Because God has said that He desires all men to be saved.
因为神说他愿意万民都得救。
And come to know the knowledge of truth.
来认识真理。
Having sowed the seed, we pray for them and we leave it in God's hands.
我们祷告让这些人他们能够活在神的手里。
As we talk about salvation by grace, is there anyone who is not saved here today?
我们当谈的那个救恩的时候，是不是现在我们这里当中还有人没有得到这个救恩的？
Don't wait another day to make your peace with God.
不要再等。
You may have many things you don't understand. That's okay.
如果你还不很清楚，但是这个没关系。
May even mature Christians have many things they don't understand.
因为也很多基督徒他们也不是每一件事都知道。
You may have done things in your life that you regret. That's okay.
你可能会做了你一些后悔的事情，但是这个没有关系。
There's no sin that God will not forgive.
神赦免了我们一切的罪。
You just got to come humbly before Him to seek His forgiveness.
你只要谦卑自己来到神的面前请求饶恕。
You may feel broken and unworthy. That's okay.
你觉得如果不是怎么配，但是这个没关系。
We all sinful before God, broken by sin.
我们都是罪人，来到神的面前。
Jesus specializes in broken people like you and I.
这个神他就是专门把这些破碎的人。
The gospel of salvation, Jesus, is not about turning bad people into good people.
这个福音不是说把坏的人变成好的人。
Before God, we are all bad.
因为在神面前，我们都是坏的。
Before the gospel of salvation is about transforming death to life.
这个福音是要把死变成生。
From spiritual death to eternal life.
从灵里的死变成永远的生。
If you have want to talk about this and ask more questions, please make yourself known after the service.
如果你还有什么问题的话，你可以等会我们来问。
Challenge number three.
第三个挑战。
I'll get straight to the point.
我们直接到一个点上面。
I challenge you to release one or more things in your life that draws you away from God.
你是不是在你生活当中有一件事妨碍你与神同行的事，你可以把它放弃掉。
Whether it is easy or difficult, we'll come back to this question again.
不管是容易或者困难，我们再回到这个 问题。
Do you want to take God seriously?
你是不是对神是认真的呢？
At the end of last year, I was studying the book of Deuteronomy.
在去年年底，我学了那个《申命记》。
God was telling Moses about the faithfulness of God.
神告诉摩西，神是怎么的信实的。
Even though the Jews were stubborn,
虽然这个犹太人都是很顽固
，rebellious，
不听话
，ungrateful，
不感恩。
God was still faithful.
但神始终是信实的。
Because of the promises that He made to Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac.
他对神对那个亚伯拉罕的应许，他仍然是。
This is what God reminded them. Now Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways and love Him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart?With all your soul, and to keep the Lord's commandments and His statutes, which I am commanding you today for your good.
以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵循他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他，遵守他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，为要叫你得福。
Deuteronomy was written around 1400 BC.
申命记大概是公元前
1400 BC.
1400年以前写的。
Which makes it about 3400 years old.
到现在已经有3400年这样。
This commandment stands today.
但是这个诫命到现在还是一样。
God's word is timeless.
神的话是没有被时间限制的。
Each person will have something different to release.
每一个人都会有一些不同的事情要放下。
It calls for honesty and self-examination.
你要自己检查，自己诚实面对。
Remember what I said about making you feel uncomfortable?
你记得我要把你弄得不舒服的吗？
This is between you and God.
这是你和神之间。
This is between me and God.
也是我和神之间。
Remember, any form of addiction is a sin. Any form of addiction is sin.
就是任何的一些上瘾的、沉迷的东西都是一个罪。
Most people relate to addiction as alcohol or drugs.
很多的人就对一个药品和那个酒精成瘾。
It is basically any form of activity of habit that draws us from our devotion to Christ.
实际上就是说，任何的事情如果能把你从神的这个方面引开的话，都是一个成瘾。
When I say release, I do not mean nothing at all.
当我说放下的时候，我不是说你一点都不要碰。
Is I mean the exercise of self-control.
我们就是说要学会自我的控制。
The urge that you cannot control.
如果你不能够控制你的欲望。
Scrolling up and down your mobile phone.
像就是玩那个手机。
I have witnessed many families over many meals.
我看到很多的家庭。
I was in Singapore in October and I saw this mother and son having lunch.
我们看到一个在新加坡在去年十月份有一个妈妈和一个儿子。
Son in his early twenties.
这个儿子大约是二十岁左右。
Mother in her fifties.
这个妈妈大概是五十岁。
Throughout the whole lunch, they barely talked.
在整个的中午饭，他们谈的很少。
Parents can be just as bad. Parents can be just as bad.They were spending time on the phone. They were not talking.
就是他们都在这个手机上面，他不是两个人在说话。
So we need to be careful when we gather as a family. Do we spend time talking or do we spend time on our phones?
我们要注意，就是我们在家庭的聚会当中，我们是
自己顾自己玩手机呢，还是我们自己一起在谈话？
This process of self-examination requires us to examine our spiritual condition before God.
我们就是自我的检查，我们在神面前，我们的灵性怎么样？
The world looks at the outside.
我们在外边做的。
God looks at our heart.
但是神是看我们的心里面。
When God chose David, it was because he was a man after God's heart.
神拣选大卫，因为他的心是向着神的。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means that his heart was in harmony with God.
就是说他的心跟神是一致的。
He liked what God likes.
他喜欢神所喜欢的。
He hates what God hates.
他恨恶神所恨恶的。
He hates sin.
他不喜欢罪。
So we need to be careful that we do not willfully sin.
我们要注意，我们不要犯罪。
So with the New Year upon us, it is a great time for us to check our internal spiritual condition.
这个新的一年是我们一个好的机会，就是我们来自己检查一下我们的属灵生活。
I come to the last challenge.
在最后一个挑战就是。
Very simple.
很简单的。
Read a good book.
读一本好书。
There are lots of good books around.
我们有很多好的书。
Unfortunately, also very a lot of bad books around.
同样的也有很多坏书在我们周围。
So we need to be careful what we read.
所以我们也要很注意我们读的什么书。
My apologies, I can only talk about English books.
我们对不好意思，只能说英文的书。
Reading the biographies are good.
读圣经是总是好的。
I mean that it just shows how God can work through a life.
就是看这个。神怎么样和我们一起在这个生活当中
I read through the biography of Hudson Taylor
我们读戴德森的书
It's an amazing story Amazing story
他的故事是非常奇妙的
Other authors like Tim Keller
还有一个叫 Tim Keller
Tim Keller, yep Ravi Zacharias and Josh McDowell George McDowell. I have this book in my hand, written by George McDowell.
George McDowell.
A very small book. Very small book.
这很小的一本书。
I was given this book about nearly 35 years ago.
这本书我是35年前我就拥有这本书。
At that time, it has sold more than 10 million copies.
在这个时候已经一千万册了已经
I've been told today is I sold more than 15 million copies
到今天的话大概有五千万册印过了已经
It's a book about to defend the gospel
这本书是有关那个护道的书就是那个捍卫这个捍道捍卫这个道的一个本书
In this book was also his testimony
这个本书也是他的一个见证
Before he became a Christian he was living in a very small town in Texas
他在成为基督徒之前他是住在一个德克萨斯的一个小镇里面
His father was a drunkard in a small town
他的父亲是一个醉鬼。
He would be very embarrassed by his father.
他因为他的父亲感到非常羞耻。
So when his friends came, he used to lock his father up in the barn.
所以他把父亲锁在那个谷仓里面。
And he hated his father because he was a drunk.
他恨他的父亲，因为他是一个醉鬼。
After he became a Christian.
当他成为一个基督徒之后
He could tell his father he loved him
他可以告诉他的父亲他爱他
A few months after that
过了几个月
Josh McDowell was involved in a serious car accident
他有一个很厉害的遭遇了一个很厉害的车祸
Whilst he was recovering the father came to see him in his room
当他在恢复的时候
他的父亲到他的房间里来看他。
Oh, before that, after he became a Christian, he told his father he loved him.
啊，在这个他成为基督徒以后，他告诉他父亲他爱他。
So when the father came to visit him in his room,
当他的父亲到他的房间里来的时候
，the father asked the son.
这个父亲问这个儿子
，How can you love a father like me, a drunkard?
你怎么可能？来爱像我这样一个醉鬼呢
？He said this to his father.
他对他父亲说
：“Before I accepted Christ, I did not have the capacity to love you.
在我成为基督徒之前，我没有这个能力来爱你。
In fact, 6 months ago, I hated you.
在六个月之前，事实上我是恨你的。
The father left the room.
这个父亲就离开了这个房间。
45 minutes later, the father gave his life to Christ.
在45分钟以后，他的父亲也信主了。
He said this to his son.
他这样对他儿子说
：“If Jesus Christ can transform you like this, I want to be part of that.
如果神能够把你这样的改变，我也希望。
Never underestimate the power of God to transform a life.
永远不要低估神的。”神改变那个生命的力量
，and the power of our testimony to unbelievers，
我们的见证对这些不信的人也是很有帮助的。
That's why D.L. Moody could say, "The word of God was not written for your knowledge; it was written to transform your life."
所以穆迪弟兄说，神的话不是要叫你。单单加添知识，而是要叫你改变生命。
Which is a big, big reminder for each and every one of us as believers in Jesus.
这是对我们每一个人都是一个很好的提醒。
How does the world see us when we go out of His room?
当我们走出这个房间的时候，这个世界是怎么看我们
？How do we minister to members of our family, our loved ones who do not know Christ?
当我们在家庭里面还有没有信主的人，我们是怎么样来传福音
？How do we love members of family who are difficult to love？
我们怎么样去爱这些家里的人？他们是很困难去爱的人。
The only way is to remember that Jesus loved us unconditionally。
这唯一的就是说，我们要记住。神爱我们是没有条件的。
And how our lives testify for Him.
我们的生活是怎样见证他的福音
？A quick summary.
很快的一个总结。
Start the word your day with the word of God and pray.
每天的灵修和祷告。
Commit to pray one person.That you'd like to sow the gospel to.
就是为这些没有信的人祷告。
By all means, not just one in the whole year, but many more names.
也可以很不仅仅限于一个人。
Number three, self-examination.
第三点就是自我检查。
Release any activity or habit that is stopping you or drawing you from being close to Christ.
看看有没有一些习惯或者一些事情妨碍你与神同行。
This may even be a relationship of a family member.
可能这就是一个我们的家庭里面一个关系。
And finally, read a good book.
最后一点就是读一本好书。
If you find four too many, start with one, number one.
如果你发现很多好书的，你就从一本开始。
But remember, anything that we do.Is with the power of the Holy Spirit.
记住，我们每一次做的事情是在神的圣灵的力量底下。
My encouragement is to you is take God seriously this year.
我给你们的鼓励就是说，把神的事情认真的来做。
The end result is God wants us to be authentic.
这个结果就是神希望我们是真实的。
He is not seeking perfection.
他不是说看看我们表面怎么样
，But he wants us to be authentic.
他希望我们是真实的。
The world is a facade. It sees the outside.
在世界上我们 就看到的一个表面。
God is interested in our inside.
但是神是看我们里面。
There's an English word called hypocrite.
英语里面有一个叫假冒伪善的。
The origin of that word in Greek means many faces.
这个原本的用意在一个希腊文里面就是说有很多的脸。
It started because back in the old days, the theater was very poor.
在很以前这个剧院是很差的。
So one person played many roles.
所以这个一个人要演很多的角色。
One minute he could be a very wise father.
可能前一分钟他是一个很智慧的一个父亲。
Then he goes backstage to change clothes, and the next minute he's an evil master.
然后他马上到后台里面去换了衣服，变成一个很坏的一个邪恶的一个人。
Another 2 minutes he could be somebody else.
另外两分钟以后他又变成另外一个人。
So the origin is that he was a man of many faces.
所以这个起源，这个字的起源就是说一个人有很多脸的人。
How many faces do we have, brothers and sisters?
我们有多少脸呢？
God is only interested in one face.
神只希望我们是有一张脸。
Our heart.
我们的心。
So we need to be very, very careful.
我们要很注意。
Because our heart is deceitful.
因为我们自己的心是会欺骗的。
It calls for a lot of honest self-examination.
我们要很诚实、很认真地来检查自己。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father.
我们慈爱的天上的父。
We thank you for your word.
我们谢谢你的话。
Please challenge each and every one of us here.
希望你能够挑战我们在此每一个人
to take you seriously this year.
把你的事当作认真的来做。
Otherwise, when you come,
不然的话，当你来的时候
how do we bring account to you?
我们怎么会面对你？
How much do we know you?
我们认识你多少？
Help us know you now.
我们希望能够现在就认识你。
While we still have time.
当我们还有时间的时候。
We pray for anyone who is lost here without you.
我们也祷告，为那些世上的灵魂祷告。
Minister them, Lord, please.
神，你自己来拯救。
Please do not give them peace till they have made peace with you.
给他们平安。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.